Hello, WinJet community. It's Angelo Cisco. I'm so grateful to be here today, and thank you all for joining us. Those that do not know me, I am the founder and head coach of Alpha Hippie and podcast host as well. And what we really specialize is working with men or embodying a more masculine sense and understanding. And today I wanted to really unpack what masculinity, a misunderstanding of masculinity and masculine energy, shall we say, too, as well, because oftentimes I see this not only with men, yet also with women when they are trying to be have a certain sense of masculinity in themselves, right? Because it's this idea of being masculine or displaying a masculine posture is not always gender specific, right? There's plenty of women out there that, you know, if you're a business owner, if you're a podcaster, even if you're just a woman in general that must take a more masculine posture in that moment, it's really misunderstood what is a healthy form of masculinity. And that has a lot to do with, obviously, the modeling of our predecessors or anyone that you may have seen growing up or see on TV and stuff like that. Oftentimes, when the word masculinity comes up, we see a version of it that usually, when you unpack it, gets defined as toxic or aggressive, right? It could be that way. So first, toxic masculinity is really showcasing masculinity from a boy psychology. So although it sounds toxic, it's more than likely that someone's struggling with a boyish dynamic of wanting to control or dominate. I'm not here to really talk about that. I'm here to talk about what people see in the world as a masculine or masculinity. And that usually results in people believing or perceiving a aggressive person is the masculine person. Now, the trouble with aggression is it usually starts with how loud someone could speak or eventually shout, right? So oftentimes we think of the person that's more masculine is aggressive. So they talk really loud and they shout and they slam and make big noises and things like that. And then when a woman takes on that posture, I've heard many women, including my wife, say, "Man, I feel like I'm acting like a bitch," or people have said that back to me. And what I really believe that the world struggles with is understanding that it's not about being aggressive. And all the, a lot of times when you hear a lot of coaches and things of that nature, you got to hustle, you got to be tough, you got to go, all that stuff that people say out there. I'm not going to name names. Here's the deal. It's not aggressiveness that we're after, or you should be after, any gender. What you should be after is this idea of being assertive. Assertive. When someone's assertive, they stand up for themselves. They make decisions. They stand by them. When they make commitments, they follow through with them. When they have duties, they take care of them. Yet this idea of having to be louder, more aggressive, mean, is unnecessary. The person that is assertive does not need to shout, has no need to try to be a tyrant. The person that could be assertive could stand up for themselves and what they believe in, yet not in an over-aggressive or even opposing way, because there's nothing to oppose when you are assertive. You are simply putting yourself in a place where you're not overlooked or ignored. And at the same time, you do not need to do it in a frame of violence. When I say violence, that can be demonstrated physically and also verbally. So there's no need to attack. So whether I'm not here to bash Donald Trump as a person, yet let's use him as an example because he's by far been sort of a sense of masculinity that a lot of people person come out of him. And then what you see is a bully, right? So when we're using our masculine energy poorly, it comes out as a bully and or aggressive. And anyone that knows anything about bullies in our adult life, that stems from insecurity. And believe it or not, the stem of aggressiveness comes from something that in psychology we call powerlessness. So there were moments in Donald Trump's early life, I would imagine, or anyone that struggles with this in this early life, that they didn't feel that they didn't have enough power. And oftentimes with women, they also may come from this place because the world may and likely, more than likely, have rejected or not allowed you guys to feel that you have a place to speak. So you feel powerlessness. And this was my challenge for many years of my life. I resorted to anger, violence, both verbally and physically, because I had a sense of powerlessness that I was battling with in myself from my development and being bullied and all the reasons, feeling overlooked. No one took account for my opinion. No one was listening to my opinion until I got really loud. So I would get really loud, very physical, so that I no longer could feel or act like I was being ignored. So a rage would take over me, and following that rage would be me expressing it and acting it out in poor or an aggressive, poorly or aggressive way that is about shouting louder than the other person, right? Another great example of this is go to the airport and go to the counter where anyone has ever lost their luggage. Okay? Someone that wants to scream and yell because we want to show that we're important and that we matter and our bags matter and that they've really messed up our day. So I'm going to yell and be louder than that person at the counter and demean them and their character and their company so that I am heard. Isn't that just fucking absurd, right? As I act that out, you're probably giggling, right? Because you have either done it, I sure have, or we've seen some people do it, which now in my adult life, when I've been able to recognize the difference between assertive and aggressiveness, it's quite funny. But what you're really seeing is a childlike demonstration of what being masculine is, right? We're just going to scream and shout and throw a temper tantrum or some sort of tantrum so that people could see and acknowledge us. Yet in adulthood, we're not seeking aggressiveness. Now, like I said, we're seeking assertiveness, which is also not being passive. What many other people then do is, because they don't know how to turn on their aggression, they become very passive. Now, the people that are passive get passed over, overlooked, and then that hurts them, right? And this carries out in a lot of people's careers, especially when it comes up for promotions, how they address themselves, how they do things, right? How many people write an email when they should make a phone call? How many people send a text message when they should just go see someone? That's being passive, right? And so either way, we don't want to do that, right? Because passive is being on your knees, aggressive as being a tyrant or a bully, yet we want to be in between there in the sweet spot. Just like if you're going to hit a baseball, right? We want to be in the sweet spot of the barrel. And that can be best defined as assertiveness. Okay? So you speak direct, yet kind. You have a position, but you don't need to shout. You're requesting something, yet not demanding, right? You're empathetic, yet not pathetic. And so for a lot of you guys out there and girls, when I say guys, I please don't take that as it being gender specific. I really want to bring you to reflect on this idea of where aren't you showing up assertively, okay? Are you passive or are you just trying to be aggressive to make your point across? Because both of them result in the person either that you don't want to be or you resulting in not liking your choices, right? The passive person struggles with depression and anxiety, right? Which also could develop a passive-aggressive behavior, which is also not something that we really want to embody, right? Someone that could have a undertone of sarcasm or jealousy. And then the aggressive person usually struggles from shame or guilt. Me, like I said, in my past and the work that I bring to my awareness is aggressiveness, right? And then where did I have most of my struggles and battles with is shame, right? Because when you're done being aggressive, once that temper tantrum is done, you realize that you've treated someone, or I realized that I was treating someone poorly, right? So there was casualties to my relationships. And oftentimes, what we don't realize is this aggressive behavior, although it could be done on a with a stranger that doesn't matter, usually comes through more than more likely with the people that you love, especially with yourself. So take some time and think about what assertive really means. You know who you are. You know what you stand for. You're not afraid to stand up for yourself, yet you do not need to scream to do it. You stand up for yourself and even could have an argument with someone, a disagreement with someone, yet the need to take down their character instead of just discussing or arguing a point or an instance shouldn't be part of your game. Okay? So think about being a perfect example of a lighthouse. You stand up, you shine your light bright, but you don't need to shame the boat that doesn't want to come in that day. Okay? You just keep your light shining, you stand up proudly, you face every storm, you don't turn your lights off and curl up when the storm is there and just resort to your keyboard and not being present. You're just present, stable, confident, and you let the world come to you and you're unapologetic and authentic to who you really are in this life. It's actually the most bold and courageous place that you could be because it doesn't come from insecurity. So go on with your day, reflect on where you currently are. You may be in a more passive-like state, or you may be in that aggressive state. Yet what you're searching for in life when it comes to taking on a masculine energy, a masculine frequency of doing and advancing, is being assertive. That's how you act this out. Am I being assertive? Do I trust myself? Do I trust the future? Am I able to let go of things I can't control? Am I able to not attack someone's character in order for me to get what I want? Okay? And just think about that and everything that you say. Because the truth is, the more assertive you are, the less you need to say. The more assertive you are, the more confident you could carry yourself because you remove self-doubt, imposter syndrome, a lot of those things. So continue to focus on being assertive in all that you do and all that you're trying to create, and then you will end up everywhere you want to be, and that's not a debate. I love you, WinJet community. Please carry this deep reflection in with you throughout the week. If you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us at all our good channels. I am Alpha Hippies, where you could find us, along with this beautiful WinJet Studios connections. Thank you so much for your time and taking in of this message and receiving my medicine and Alpha Hippies medicine this week. Angelo Sisco, we'll see you next week, same time, same channel. Bye-bye.
Cast brought to you by WinJet Studios. We are an all-in-one educational platform for podcasters that revolutionizes how hosts leverage content to increase engagement with listeners, downloads, and income. We come together to focus on community, collaboration, and collective impact. For more information on how you can interact directly with our hosts, access exclusive live content with offers you can't get anywhere else from our official partners, join our purpose-driven community by visiting www.winject.com. If you're ready to build a career doing what you love, then we're ready to see you there.